Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Greetings and God bless you, my precious brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit has guided you to this video today because our loving Heavenly Father wants to reveal to you the incredible ways in which He is about to open new windows of opportunity in your life. Rest assured, our God is a God of abundance, a God of overflow, and a God who delights in prospering His children in every area of their lives. He is the God who opens doors that no man can shut, the God who makes a way where there seems to be no way, and the God who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. In this powerful message, we'll explore the 10 uncommon ways in which God is ready to bless you with new opportunities, even if you've been facing challenges, setbacks, or uncertainties. Through the wisdom of His Word and the testimonies of those who have experienced the supernatural favor of God in their lives, you'll discover how God is ready to lead you into new territories, expand your sphere of influence, and take you to a place of greater impact, purpose, and fulfillment. When we choose to trust in God's perfect timing, His divine guidance, and His ability to open the right doors at the right time, we position ourselves to experience the supernatural power of God in our lives. So, if you've been feeling stuck, if you've been waiting for your breakthrough, or if you've been wondering when your time will come, this video is for you. And don't forget to share this faith-building message with those in your circle who may be in need of encouragement, hope, and the reminder that our God is a God of new beginnings and fresh starts. Subscribe to this channel, leave a comment below, and give this video a like to help spread this transformative truth to even more people who need to experience the uncommon favor of God in their lives. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you choose to trust in His perfect plan, lean on His unwavering strength, and believe that He is opening new doors of opportunity for you. Remember, your current circumstances are not your final destination. Your past mistakes are not your future reality. And your trust in Him will lead you into the place of divine alignment and uncommon favor He has in store for you. Keep believing, keep standing in faith, and watch as He leads you into new realms of success, influence, and impact as you embark on the incredible journey He has prepared for you. Number one, when life throws unexpected curveballs our way, it's easy to feel discouraged or even defeated. But what if these seemingly unfortunate events are actually divine disruptions orchestrated by God Himself? As believers, we must learn to see beyond the surface of our circumstances and recognize the hand of our loving Father at work. Divine disruptions are those unexpected twists and turns in our journey that God allows to redirect our course. They may come in various forms: a canceled flight that leads to a life-changing encounter, a sudden job loss that opens the door to a more fulfilling career, or an unanticipated move that brings us closer to our true purpose. These aren't mere inconveniences or setbacks. They are holy interruptions designed to propel us towards our destiny. Consider the story of Joseph in the Bible. Sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused and imprisoned, these events seemed like devastating blows to his life, yet each apparent setback was actually a divine setup, positioning Joseph for greatness and ultimately saving his entire family and nation from famine. God's plan was at work, even in the darkest moments of Joseph's life. In our own lives, we must cultivate the faith to see beyond our immediate circumstances. When faced with unexpected disruptions, instead of asking, "Why me?" we should ask, "What are you teaching me, Lord?" This shift in perspective allows us to approach challenges with hope and anticipation rather than fear and frustration. These divine disruptions often serve multiple purposes in our spiritual journey. They may be opportunities for growth, refining our character, and strengthening our faith. They can reveal areas of our lives where we've become too comfortable or complacent, prompting us to rely more fully on God's guidance. Sometimes they serve to protect us from unseen dangers or divert us from paths that would lead us astray from God's best for our lives. As we navigate these unexpected turns, it's crucial to lean into our faith, hope, and love. Faith reminds us that God is sovereign and His plans for us are good, even when we can't see the full picture. Hope anchors us in the promise of Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good for those who love God. And love, both God's love for us and our love for Him, gives us the courage to trust and follow where He leads, even when the path seems uncertain. In these moments of divine disruption, we have a choice. We can resist, clinging to our own plans and preferences, or we can surrender, allowing God to mold and shape us through these experiences. Embracing these disruptions as opportunities for growth and transformation can lead to incredible breakthroughs in our spiritual lives. Remember, my dear friend, that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. What may seem like an inconvenience or disappointment to us could be the very thing God is using to align us with His perfect will. Each disruption is an invitation to draw closer to Him, to listen more intently to His voice, and to trust more deeply in His unfailing love. So the next time life doesn't go according to plan, pause and consider. Could this be a divine disruption?
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ugh. Spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine. Discounts. Appointments. Online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions. No more stress. Stay connected. Stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
Disruption? Is God using this unexpected turn of events to open a new window of opportunity in your life? Embrace these moments with an open heart and mind, ready to see God's hand at work in ways you may never have imagined. For it is often in these disruptions that we find our greatest blessings and discover the incredible adventures God has in store for us. Number two, when you feel that persistent, inexplicable restlessness in your soul, take heart, for it may be God's gentle whisper calling you to something greater. This feeling, often referred to as holy discontent, is a powerful catalyst for spiritual growth and transformation. It's not merely dissatisfaction with your current circumstances. It's a divine stirring, planted by God Himself, to awaken you from complacency and guide you towards His perfect plan. Consider the story of Moses at the burning bush. He had settled into a comfortable life as a shepherd, far removed from the troubles of his people in Egypt. But God ignited a holy discontent within him, a burning desire to see His people freed from bondage. This divine restlessness led Moses to confront Pharaoh and ultimately bring about the liberation of an entire nation. In your own life, that feeling of unease or dissatisfaction might be God's way of preparing you for a new season. It's His loving nudge, urging you to step out of your comfort zone and into the realm of faith. This holy discontent is often accompanied by a deep longing for more. More of God's presence, more purpose, more impact in the world around you. As you navigate this season of holy discontent, remember that it's rooted in love. God's love for you is so vast that He refuses to let you settle for less than His best. He sees the potential within you, the unique gifts and talents He's bestowed, and He longs to see them fully realized for His glory. Faith plays a crucial role in this journey. It takes courage to embrace the uncertainty that comes with change. But your faith in God's goodness and faithfulness will sustain you. Trust that the one who began this good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Let your faith be the bridge between your current reality and the glorious future God has in store. Hope, too, is a powerful companion in times of holy discontent. It's the confident expectation that God is working all things together for your good. Even when you can't see the full picture, hope anchors your soul, reminding you that God's plans for you are good, to give you a future and a hope. Love is the foundation of it all. God's love for you is the driving force behind this divine restlessness. He loves you too much to leave you where you are. And as you yield to His leading, you'll find that your capacity to love others grows exponentially. The holy discontent you feel often leads to a deeper compassion for those around you and a desire to make a difference in their lives. Embrace this season of holy discontent, my friend. Don't rush to silence the restlessness or numb it with distractions. Instead, lean into it. Spend time in prayer, asking God to reveal His heart and His plans. Study His Word, allowing it to illuminate the path ahead. Seek wise counsel from mature believers who can offer guidance and support. Remember, this feeling of divine dissatisfaction is not meant to discourage you, but to propel you forward. It's a sign that God is at work in your life, preparing you for something beautiful. He's opening new windows of opportunity, expanding your vision, and inviting you to partner with Him in ways you may have never imagined. As you step out in faith, you'll discover that holy discontent is often the precursor to profound spiritual growth and kingdom impact. It might lead you to start a new ministry, reach out to a neglected community, or simply love your neighbor in a more intentional way. Whatever it may be, know that God is with you every step of the way, cheering you on and empowering you by His Spirit. Number 3. When God speaks through dreams and visions, He opens our eyes to a world of divine possibilities. In Joel 2:28, we're reminded of His promise, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out My Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." Think about Joseph in the book of Genesis. His dreams weren't mere nighttime musings. They were glimpses into God's grand plan for his life and the salvation of many. Those sheaves of wheat bowing down and stars aligning weren't random images. They were divine blueprints for a future Joseph couldn't yet comprehend. In our own lives, God often uses dreams and visions to reveal new opportunities and guide our paths. These aren't always grand, cinematic experiences. Sometimes they're subtle recurring themes in our sleep or vivid impressions during prayer. The key is to approach these experiences with an open heart and discerning spirit. Remember, our loving Father wants to communicate with us. He's not trying to confuse or mislead us. These prophetic dreams and visions are His way of gently nudging us towards His perfect plan. They're like windows into heaven, offering us a glimpse of what could be if we trust and follow His lead. As you reflect on your dreams and visions, look for patterns and recurring themes. Perhaps you keep seeing yourself in a new environment or using skills you haven't yet developed. These could be God's way of preparing you for a new season of growth and opportunity. It's important to approach these experiences with both faith and wisdom. While we should be open to God's guidance through dreams and visions, we must also test them against Scripture and seek counsel from mature believers. God's messages will never contradict His written word. In times of uncertainty or transition, these divine communications can be a source of great comfort and hope. They remind us that God is actively involved in our lives, that He has a plan, and that He's working all things together for our good. As you ponder the dreams and visions God may be giving you, allow them to stir up your faith. Let them ignite a sense of anticipation for what God might do next in your life. These glimpses into His plans can fuel your prayers and inspire you to step out in faith. Remember, love is at the heart of God's communication with us. Every dream, every vision, is rooted in His deep affection for you. He's not just directing traffic. He's inviting you into a deeper relationship with Him. So, my dear friend, pay attention to those nighttime dreams that linger in your mind. Notice those vivid impressions that come during your quiet times with God. They might just be the beginning of a new adventure, a fresh opportunity, or a deeper understanding of your purpose. As you navigate this journey of faith, hold on to hope. The God who speaks through dreams and visions is the same God who parts seas and moves mountains. He's opening windows of opportunity in your life, inviting you to look beyond your current circumstances and see the glorious future He has prepared. Let these prophetic experiences draw you closer to the heart of God. Allow them to deepen your trust in His guidance and timing. And above all, let them remind you of His unfailing love. A love that speaks to you in the night seasons and leads you into days filled with divine purpose and opportunity. Number 4. When we open our hearts to the unexpected, we often find God's fingerprints in the most surprising places. Divine connections can emerge from the most ordinary circumstances, transforming our lives in ways we never imagined. Just as Ruth's simple act of gleaning in a field led her to Boaz, and ultimately, to becoming part of the lineage of Jesus, our everyday encounters can be gateways to extraordinary blessings. Consider the seemingly chance meetings that occur in our daily lives. That person you bumped into at the grocery store might be carrying a message or opportunity tailored just for you. The new coworker who sits across from you could be the key to unlocking a new chapter in your career or ministry. These encounters are not random. They are carefully orchestrated by a loving God who is always working behind the scenes for our good. In the Bible, we see numerous examples of divine connections happening in unlikely places. David, a humble shepherd boy, found himself in King Saul's court, where he met Jonathan. This friendship not only saved David's life multiple times, but also played a crucial role in God's plan for Israel's future. Similarly, Joseph's encounter with Pharaoh's cupbearer in prison eventually led to his elevation as second in command of Egypt. These stories remind us that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He delights in surprising us with blessings we never saw coming. By remaining open and attentive to the people and situations around us, we position ourselves to receive these divine appointments. As we navigate our daily lives, let's approach each interaction with a sense of holy curiosity. That person in line behind you at the coffee shop, the neighbor you've never spoken to, or the stranger who asks for directions. Any of these could be a divine appointment waiting to unfold. By treating each encounter as a potential gift from God, we open ourselves to a world of possibilities. Remember, God often works in ways that confound human wisdom. He chooses the foolish things of the world to shame the wise and the weak things to shame the strong. This means that the most impactful connections in our lives might come from the most unlikely sources. The key is to remain humble, open, and willing to step out in faith when God prompts us. In these divine connections, we often find not just opportunities for personal growth or advancement, but also chances to be a blessing to others. Sometimes, we may be the answer to someone else's prayer, the encouragement they needed, or the connection that propels them forward in their own journey. As you go about your day, carry with you the awareness that God is constantly at work, weaving the tapestry of your life with threads of divine purpose. Each person you meet, each place you go, could be part of His grand design. Number 5. When you find yourself in a season of lack, with resources dwindling and uncertainty looming, remember that God often uses these moments to showcase His supernatural provision. Just as He did for Elijah, sending ravens to feed him and miraculously sustaining the widow's flour and oil, He can open windows of opportunity in your life when you least expect it. In times of scarcity, it's easy to focus on what we don't have, but this is precisely when we need to shift our gaze to the abundance of God's love and care. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and His promise to provide for His children remains unchanged. Your current financial strain or resource limitation might feel overwhelming, But it's important to recognize that these challenges can be the very soil in which your faith grows deeper roots. Consider how these moments of lack can strengthen your reliance on God. When we have everything we need, it's easy to forget the source of our blessings. But when we're stripped of our usual comforts and securities, we're given an opportunity to experience God's faithfulness in profound ways. This is where true faith is forged, in the furnace of adversity. God's provision often comes in unexpected forms. For Elijah, it was through birds and a poor widow. For you, it might be through a surprise job offer, an unexpected gift, or a creative solution to a problem that seemed insurmountable. Keep your eyes and heart open to the many ways God might choose to meet your needs. His methods are often unconventional, designed not just to provide for you materially, but to grow your faith and deepen your relationship with Him. Remember, too, that God's provision is not just about meeting physical needs. It encompasses emotional, spiritual, and relational aspects of our lives as well. In times of lack, you might find that God opens doors for deeper connections with others, provides unexpected peace in the midst of turmoil, or grants wisdom and insight that prove more valuable than material wealth. This season of scarcity is an invitation to cultivate hope. Hope not in circumstances changing, but in the unchanging nature of God. It's an opportunity to lean into love, both God's love for you and your love for others. As you trust God for your own needs, you may find yourself more attuned to the needs of those around you, becoming a channel of God's provision for others. Faith grows in these moments of testing. Each day that you choose to trust God despite your circumstances is a day that your faith muscles grow stronger. You're building a testimony of God's faithfulness that will not only sustain you in future trials, but will also encourage others facing similar challenges. As you navigate this season, hold on to the promises of Scripture. Meditate on verses like Philippians 4:19, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus." Let these words sink deep into your spirit, reinforcing your trust in God's provision. Your current situation is not the end of your story. It's a chapter, perhaps a difficult one, but one that is setting the stage for God to demonstrate His power and love in your life. He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. So even as you face lack, anticipate with excitement the ways God will surprise you with His goodness and provision. This time of scarcity is temporary, but the lessons learned and the faith built during this season will last a lifetime. Embrace this opportunity to see God work in ways you've never experienced before. Your testimony of His faithfulness in this season will become a beacon of hope for others, a living example of God's enduring love and care for His children. Number 6. When life seems to close doors in your face, remember that God often works in mysterious ways. His plans for us are far greater than we can imagine, and sometimes what appears to be a setback is actually a divine redirection. Think of the Apostle Paul and his companions, who were prevented from entering Asia to preach the gospel. At first, this might have seemed like a frustrating obstacle, but it was actually God's way of steering them towards Macedonia, a decision that would have a profound impact on the spread of Christianity throughout Europe. In our own lives, we often encounter similar situations. That job rejection, the relationship that didn't work out, or the opportunity that slipped through our fingers, these can all be examples of God closing one door to open a better one. It's in these moments that our faith is tested, and we're called to trust in His greater plan. Consider how often we become fixated on our own desires and ambitions. We may have our hearts set on a particular path, convinced it's the right one for us. But God, in His infinite wisdom, sees the bigger picture. He knows what lies ahead and understands what we truly need, even when it differs from what we want. This divine redirection is a testament to God's love for us. He cares so deeply about our journey that He actively intervenes, guiding us away from paths that might lead us astray or limit our potential. It's a reminder that we're not alone in our struggles, and that every closed door is an opportunity to draw closer to Him and align ourselves with His will. As you face closed doors in your own life, I encourage you to see them as invitations to grow closer to God. Use these moments to seek His face, to listen for His voice, and to align your heart with His will. Remember that He is always working, even when we can't see it, and that His plans for us are good. In the end, these divine redirections often lead us to places we never could have imagined, places of greater purpose, deeper fulfillment, and more significant impact. Just as Paul's redirection to Macedonia had far-reaching consequences for the early church, your redirection could be the catalyst for something truly remarkable in your life and in the lives of those around you. So, my friend, embrace the closed doors with gratitude and anticipation. Trust in God's perfect timing and His flawless plan. And remember, when one door closes, it's not the end. It's just the beginning of a beautiful new chapter in your journey with Him. Number 7. When God decides to open new windows of opportunity in your life, He often does so in ways that surpass our imagination. One of the most powerful and transformative methods He employs is granting you uncommon favor with influential people. This divine intervention can change the trajectory of your life in ways you never thought possible. Consider the stories of Esther and Daniel in the Bible. Esther, a young Jewish woman, found extraordinary favor with King Xerxes, ultimately becoming queen and saving her people from destruction. Daniel, a captive in Babylon, gained the trust and respect of King Nebuchadnezzar, rising to a position of great influence. These biblical examples remind us that God can work through human relationships to accomplish His purposes and bless His children. In your own life, this uncommon favor might manifest in various ways. Perhaps you'll find yourself in a meeting with a CEO who takes a sudden interest in your ideas. Or maybe a respected leader in your field will reach out to mentor you, seeing potential that others have overlooked. These moments of divine connection are not merely coincidences, but carefully orchestrated opportunities crafted by our loving Father. It's important to remember that this favor is not about personal gain or worldly success. Rather, it's about positioning you for greater impact in God's kingdom. The relationships and opportunities that come from this favor are tools to be used for His glory and the betterment of others. As you navigate these new waters, always keep your heart aligned with God's purposes. As you encounter these influential people, remember that they too are created in God's image. Approach these relationships with genuine care and respect, seeing them not as stepping stones, but as fellow travelers on life's journey. Your authenticity and Christ-like character will often be the very qualities that draw them to you. This uncommon favor may challenge you to step out of your comfort zone. You might find yourself in rooms you never expected to enter, or tackling projects beyond your perceived abilities. In these moments, lean into your faith. Remember that if God has opened this door, He will equip you to walk through it. In times when this favor seems to wane or doors appear to close, don't lose heart. God's timing is perfect, and seasons of apparent setback are often preparation for even greater opportunities. Use these times to deepen your relationship with Him, refine your skills, and strengthen your character. Remember, my dear friend, that this uncommon favor is a gift from God. It's not earned by your own merit, but given by His grace. Let this realization keep you humble and grateful, always ready to give Him the glory for every open door and every meaningful connection. As you walk in this favor, be encouraged. God is positioning you for a purpose greater than you can imagine. Your life, touched by His divine hand, has the potential to impact countless others. So step forward with confidence, knowing that the God who grants favor is walking beside you every step of the way. Number 8. When God begins to stir the spiritual gifts within you, it's as if a divine wind is blowing through your soul, awakening dormant talents and igniting new passions. This awakening of spiritual gifts is a profound and transformative experience, one that signals God's preparation for the incredible opportunities He has in store for your life. As you journey through your faith, you may suddenly find yourself with an overwhelming desire to pray for others, feeling their burdens as if they were your own. This gift of intercessory prayer isn't just a random occurrence, it's a calling from the Holy Spirit, equipping you to stand in the gap for those in need. Through this gift, you become a conduit of God's love and grace, bringing hope to the hopeless and comfort to the afflicted. Perhaps you've noticed a newfound ability to speak words of encouragement that seem to touch people's hearts in ways you never could before. This gift of exhortation is a beautiful manifestation of God's love working through you. Your words, infused with divine wisdom, have the power to uplift, inspire, and motivate others to draw closer to Christ and pursue their God-given purpose. The sudden emergence of these spiritual gifts is no coincidence. It's a clear sign that God is preparing you for new assignments and opportunities to serve His kingdom. Just as a skilled craftsman carefully selects and sharpens his tools before embarking on a masterpiece, our Heavenly Father is honing your spiritual gifts for the great works He has planned for you. As you embrace these newly awakened gifts, you'll find yourself stepping into roles and situations you never imagined possible. The gift of discernment might lead you to offer godly counsel to those facing difficult decisions. The gift of hospitality could open doors for you to create a welcoming space where others can experience God's love and acceptance. The gift of teaching might propel you into leadership positions where you can help others grow in their faith and understanding of God's Word. This spiritual awakening is a testament to God's faithfulness and His desire to use you in powerful ways. It's a reminder that He is constantly at work in your life, molding and shaping you into the person He created you to be. As you yield to His leading and allow these gifts to flourish, you'll discover a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment than you've ever known before. Remember, dear friend, that these spiritual gifts are not for your glory, but for God's. They are tools to build up the body of Christ and to draw others into a loving relationship with Him. As you steward these gifts with humility and gratitude, you'll find that they grow stronger and more refined over time. This awakening of spiritual gifts is also an invitation to deepen your faith. It challenges you to trust God more fully, to step out of your comfort zone, and to rely on His strength rather than your own abilities. As you do so, you'll experience the truth of Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In this season of spiritual gift awakening, let hope rise within you. God is opening new doors of opportunity, expanding your influence, and increasing your capacity to impact lives for His kingdom. Embrace this time with joy and expectation, knowing that the one who began this good work in you will be faithful to complete it. Let love be the foundation of all you do with these gifts, for as powerful as they may be, without love, they are meaningless. Allow God's love to flow through you, touching hearts, healing wounds, and drawing people closer to Him. So, my friend, as you feel these spiritual gifts stirring within you, lean into them. Nurture them through prayer, study of God's Word, and faithful obedience. Trust that God is leading you into exciting new territories of service and impact. The journey ahead may be challenging at times, but it will be filled with purpose, joy, and the sweet satisfaction of knowing you're walking in step with God's plan for your life. Number 9. When you find yourself in the midst of intense spiritual warfare, remember that this could be a sign of great things to come. Throughout biblical history, we see examples of God's faithful servants facing tremendous opposition right before experiencing profound breakthroughs. Daniel, a man of unwavering faith, encountered fierce spiritual resistance as he sought divine wisdom and understanding. Yet, it was through these trials that he received some of the most significant revelations in Scripture. In your own life, you may be experiencing a similar season of heightened spiritual conflict. The enemy often increases his attacks when we're on the verge of a major breakthrough or new opportunity. This opposition isn't meant to discourage you, but rather to strengthen your faith and prepare you for what lies ahead. During these times, it's crucial to anchor yourself in God's love and promises. Remember that He is always with you, even in the darkest moments. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Romans 8:31, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" This truth should fill your heart with courage and determination to press on, knowing that the Lord of all creation is fighting on your behalf. As you navigate through this season of spiritual warfare, focus on deepening your relationship with God. Spend more time in prayer, immersing yourself in His Word, and seeking His presence. Just as a tree grows stronger roots during storms, your faith will deepen and mature through these challenges. Trust that God is using this time to refine you, molding you into the person He created you to be. As you persevere through this season, hold on to hope. The Apostle Paul beautifully expresses this sentiment in Romans 5:3-5. "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame." Each trial you face is an opportunity for growth, bringing you closer to the breakthrough God has in store for you. Remember that love is at the core of everything God does. Even in the midst of spiritual warfare, His love for you remains constant and unchanging. Let this truth be a source of comfort and strength, knowing that the Creator of the universe cares deeply for you and is working all things together for your good. As you look forward to the new opportunities God is preparing, maintain an attitude of expectancy and gratitude. Thank Him in advance for the breakthroughs that are coming, even if you can't see them yet. Your faith pleases God, and He delights in revealing His plans to those who trust in Him wholeheartedly. My dear friend, don't be discouraged by the intensity of the spiritual battle you're facing. Instead, view it as a sign that you're on the brink of something extraordinary. God is opening new windows of opportunity in your life, and these challenges are simply preparing you to step into the fullness of His plans for you. Stay strong in your faith, hold on to hope, and let God's love be your guiding light through this season. The breakthrough you've been praying for just around the corner. Number 10. When God calls us to step out in faith, it often begins with a small, seemingly insignificant act of obedience. These prophetic acts, as they're sometimes called, can be the key that unlocks tremendous blessings and opportunities in our lives. Just as Joshua and the Israelites were instructed to march around Jericho, an action that appeared futile on the surface but led to a miraculous victory, we too are often nudged by the Holy Spirit to take steps that may not make sense to our logical minds. These divine promptings can take many forms. Perhaps you feel a persistent urge to reach out to an old friend, start a blog sharing your testimony, or volunteer at a local shelter. While these actions might seem small or even irrelevant to your current circumstances, they could be the very catalysts God intends to use to open new doors in your life. The beauty of faith lies in trusting God's wisdom over our own understanding. Proverbs 3:5-6 reminds us to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. This submission often requires us to step out of our comfort zones, to act on faith rather than sight. Consider how a tiny mustard seed grows into a mighty tree. Similarly, your small act of obedience can blossom into something far greater than you could have imagined. It's in these moments of faithful obedience that we often experience God's power most profoundly. Remember, dear friend, that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. What may seem insignificant to us could be pivotal in God's grand plan for our lives. Each step of obedience, no matter how small, is an expression of our trust in Him and an opportunity for Him to showcase His faithfulness. In the moments when doubt creeps in, or when the act of obedience seems daunting, remember the countless examples in Scripture of those who took leaps of faith. Noah built an ark on dry land. Abraham left his homeland for an unknown destination. David faced a giant with just a sling and some stones. In each case, obedience preceded the miracle. Your act of obedience might be the very thing that ushers in a season of tremendous growth, opportunity, and blessing in your life. It could be the key that unlocks a door you've been praying to open for years. Or it might be the first domino in a series of events that leads you to your God-given purpose. So, my dear friend, I encourage you to listen closely to that still, small voice. Pay attention to those persistent nudges from the Holy Spirit. Don't dismiss them as mere coincidence or random thoughts. Instead, view them as potential invitations from God to participate in His divine plan for your life. As you step out in faith, remember that you're not alone. The God who calls you is faithful, and He will equip you for every good work He's prepared for you. Your obedience, coupled with His power, can move mountains, part seas, and transform lives, including your own. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude and anticipation. We thank you for your endless love, mercy, and grace that you bestow upon us each day. Lord, we are in awe of your perfect timing and your divine plan for our lives. Father, we acknowledge that you are the author of all opportunities, the creator of all paths, and the opener of all doors. We stand here today, united in prayer, believing that you are about to open a new window of opportunity in our lives. Lord, we pray for discernment and wisdom as we approach this new season. Help us to recognize the opportunities you are presenting before us. Open our eyes to see beyond our current circumstances and to envision the greater purpose you have in store for us. We ask for courage, Father, to step out in faith and embrace the new possibilities you are unveiling. Remove any fear or doubt that may hold us back from fully trusting in your plan. Strengthen our resolve to move forward, even when the path ahead seems uncertain. God, we pray for your guidance as we navigate this new chapter. Lead us with your gentle hand, illuminating the way forward. Help us to align our desires with your will, so that we may use these opportunities to glorify your name and further your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for the skills, talents, and experiences you have given us. We pray that you would show us how to use these gifts in new and meaningful ways as we step into this season of opportunity. Equip us with everything we need to succeed in the tasks you set before us. Father, we ask for your protection as we venture into unfamiliar territory. Shield us from distractions and temptations that may lead us astray. Keep our focus fixed on you and the path you have laid out for us. We pray for patience and perseverance, knowing that your timing is perfect. Help us to trust in your process, even when progress seems slow or obstacles arise. Remind us that with you, all things are possible, and that you work all things together for the good of those who love you. Lord, we lift up our families, friends, and communities. We pray that the blessings and opportunities you bestow upon us would overflow into their lives as well. Use us as instruments of your love and grace, that we might be a blessing to others through the opportunities you provide. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness in the past, your presence in the present, and your promises for the future. We stand in expectation of the amazing things you are about to do in our lives. We trust that these new opportunities will bring glory to your name and draw us closer to you. As we close this prayer, we recommit our lives to you, Lord. We surrender our plans, our dreams, and our ambitions, trusting that your ways are higher than our ways and your thoughts higher than our thoughts. We eagerly await the unfolding of your perfect plan in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Dear friends, as we conclude this message, I want to encourage you to keep your eyes fixed on Him. Remember that God's plans for you are always good, and He is constantly working to bring about His best in your life. Perhaps you've been facing challenges and obstacles that seem insurmountable, but I want to remind you that God is bigger than any problem you may be facing. He is the God of the impossible, and He specializes in turning our trials into triumphs. Just as He parted the Red Sea for the Israelites and brought down the walls of Jericho, He is able to make a way where there seems to be no way. As you step into this new season of opportunity, may you have the faith to trust in God's leading and direction. May you be sensitive to His still, small voice, and may you have the courage to follow where He leads. Remember that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. What may seem like a detour or a setback is often God's way of positioning you for greater blessing and favor. So keep pressing forward, knowing that God is with you every step of the way. Keep seeking His face, and keep trusting in His goodness and faithfulness. As you do, I believe that you will see God open doors that no man can shut, and you will experience the fullness of His blessings in every area of your life. The Bible says in Isaiah 43:19, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." This is God's promise to you today. He is doing a new thing in your life, and He is making a way where there seems to be no way. As we close this message, may you be filled with hope, faith, and expectancy, knowing that the best is yet to come. May you have eyes to see the new opportunities that God is bringing your way, and may you have the courage to step out in faith and seize them. Remember that you are not alone, and that God is with you every step of the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.